Now, last July, we spoke to a West Belfast family who are desperately waiting for a heart transplant for their two-year-old son, Dahi McGowan. Here's what his mother, Seth, told our reporter, Nicola Weir.
There would be no words to express our happiness if we got the phone call and if Dahi did get the gift of a donor heart. I think he agrees.
He does.
It would make an unbelievable difference because at the end of the day, he's our son, he's our pride and joy, and I really am so proud of him, and I couldn't ever think of a day where he wouldn't be here.
Well, Seth and her partner Marcin have got in touch with us again. They're running out of time. They're asking for someone to search their soul and sign the organ donation register. In the meantime, they are on a waiting list. Have a listen to Dahi's parents, who spoke to Nicola again yesterday about what has happened over the last 8 months.
The journey has been it's been rough because since we last spoke, we've then educated ourselves on organ donation, and it's quite scary, to be honest, because the road, no matter if Dahi gets a transplant, if he doesn't get a transplant, the road is terrifying no matter what. We've got all these hurdles ahead of us, but to be honest, we would rather be on a very rocky road than not be on any road at all.
Because how has Dahi's health deteriorated, or what way is he now?
Dahi has actually been quite stable in the whole journey. He's still very sick. He still needs a heart transplant. There's no cure for what he has. We were in Freeman Hospital for transplant reassessment last week, and his heart seems quite stable, and he seems quite stable. The function of his heart is, we've been told, is okay. Now, they did notice that he has a slight kidney damage, which they've asked Belfast to keep an eye on, because all these other things could impact him massively. Dahi's on the routine transplant list, and they also told us in Newcastle that the chances of him getting a heart transplant on the routine list, although it's not impossible, it's slim to none, and that's simply because the organs aren't there, and they've actually seen a decrease in the amount of hearts in the Freeman in the last 2 years. So although organ donation and people registering as a whole is up, they've actually seen a decrease in the last few years, which is very worrying for us because it's our child's only hope.
Because the very bottom line and the horrible line for you and your wife is that he would need to deteriorate rapidly in order to be on an urgent list.
Basically, for Dahi to be moved to the urgent list, yes, his health would have to deteriorate, and he would have to be in hospital waiting for that gift. So that would mean that he would have to be connected to maybe IV medicine, or, you know, that he took sick with the flu or whatever, that is, you know, that his body has taken a hit. Now, what we've also been told, that when that does happen, which is very scary for us, that because of Dahi's condition, which is hypoplastic left heart syndrome, which means he has a single ventricle, that they can't really offer long-term support for when he deteriorates. So although he is on the routine list, we're now thinking, when he is bumped up to that urgent list, how much time will he have? Because we've been simply told that although they can't offer support, it's not long-term support, so we would need to get that life-saving transplant.
Last time I spoke to you, you were very hopeful. You were promoting the campaign, please sign the register, please tell your loved ones that you want to be a donor, and you were looking towards the future and saying, look, we just hope that this campaign works, we hope that more people sign it, and that not too distant future Dahi will get a heart. We're eight 9 months down the line. Has that hopefulness waned, or are you still keeping your eye on the prospect that Dahi will get that gift?
Well, 8-9 months down the line, we're still very hopeful because it's the only thing we can be. We've looked at the organ donation, and we've looked at the best case scenario, we've looked at the worst case scenario, and although we are still very hopeful, we come back from Newcastle, and, you know, the reality has hit us that, you know, basically that our son is, at the minute, although he looks healthy and he looks great, our son is dying at the minute. And the only thing a heart transplant can do is give him more time. The fact is that if Dahi doesn't get a heart transplant, then he dies. So with every day that goes past, we're getting more desperate.
Stephanie, things must seem to be moving very slowly for yourself and your family.
I think slowly is the key word there. For me, it's maybe moving a bit too fast because, as Martin had mentioned there, all we have with Dahi is time. And as he said, 8 or 9 months of that time has run out and his heart probably will deteriorate within the next couple of years. We're not too sure when. But I mean, waiting on the call is... It's difficult at times. We're just happy Dahi's remained stable and he's allowed to be at home with us and living a semi-normal life. So at the same time, you have to be grateful and you have to consider these things because that's all we want at the end of the day, is him home with us. If and when the call comes, it would be absolutely fantastic, but you can't hang on to that, if you know what I mean. You just have to take every day as it comes.
How hard is it, the wait?
The wait is unbelievably hard. I mean, it's just not knowing what your future holds, to be honest. That's the hardest thing about it to me. You know, tomorrow could be, we could get the call in 1 minute, or we could get it tomorrow or within 6 months' time. It's just not knowing. It's just constantly having your bags packed. It's the unknown that makes it the hardest, to be honest. The number one message we're trying to spread is awareness that organ donation can be a life-changing thing, and could potentially change our lives and give us maybe an extra 20 years with Dahi that we're so desperately wanting. Look at Dahi, look at his wee face, look at him, he's the happiest wee child and he's completely oblivious to what's going on around him. And I mean, organ donation could give us that time with him.
There's such a small chance that you will die in circumstances that your organs can be donated. Around 1% of the population die in those circumstances. For me, it would be an absolute privilege if I died in a way that I could donate my organs, because you would be dying a hero, because you'd be saving up to 9 lives.
Well, my goodness, that puts everything in perspective, doesn't it? Let's hope that that little boy, Dahi McGowan, gets his heart transplant soon.